Well, I think from the start, they gave us a chance. They gave us a chance from the very first team meeting. And, you know, it was a learning progress, but right now I'm seeing a lot of the teaching show up on tape. And we, you know, just take, for example, defense. I think our leverage is better. I think how our course, you know, how we get on course. I think our run fits and things like that have all really improved. And it just comes with more and more reps. And that's what our team needs right now is reps. And that's why you see such a high number.
How's Babbin in the locker room?
What's that?
How's Babbin in the locker room?
Babbin? Unbelievable. I can look you in the eye and say that he's been tremendous. Tremendous for our culture. He adds to it. I can't compare to where he was, but all I can say is he's been awesome. He's been awesome.
Are you aware of where he was? That he was getting not good.
Yeah, you know what? I did hear that. Uh-huh. And when I first took the job, I was aware of it. But it hasn't been that way. He's in a really good place right now. Really good place right now, and I appreciate it.
We talked a lot about Luke so far. Haven't really talked about Eugene Monroe. What have you seen out of him so far?
You know what? I told you, mentioned a couple of days ago, Eugene's got a lot of pride. And George's philosophy is, you know, as well as our whole team, is to hold everybody accountable. And Eugene does many things well. And when it's one or two things, he's held accountable to it. And I love his spirit when he comes back out. You can tell that his intensity to get it right is there. And that's all you can ask.
Gus, the depth chart was released yesterday, but is in your mind, how fluid is that? And is it more of
an organizational chart to us? You know, right now, I mean, obviously there's guys that you would say, well, if it's an organizational chart, why is Cinderic Marks the three technique? You know, so I understand that, but for most of the part, we're just looking at continuing to compete, even in the games. I mean, we're going to try some things out. We're going to see, you know, some different things and how it needs to play and hopefully get in situations that we can teach our players from. So, you know, everybody's going to get an opportunity to play in that game.
Do you think Walsh had better cover skills than that?
I was a little disappointed. I know what happens on the basketball floor, so we need to see it on the football field.
Looks like Babbitt, you know, can rush the passer, but beyond that, Mitzi's out with a concussion.
Right.
You said Andre hasn't been as really like a. How's your pass rush overall?
That's what a great opportunity, preseason game. And it will be heavily evaluated. You know, it will be heavily evaluated. We need to see, can we get pressure on the quarterback with a four-man rush consistently? You know, and when I say consistently, each play, each game, you know, what can we count on from that rush? And that's something that we got to evaluate and see.
Coach, is there a player?
Step up.
Yeah, I mean, they got to step up just like they have to in practice. That's right.
Is there a player on the depth chart that's listed at more positions than Denard Robinson? Not just on this team, but in the NFL? I think I saw five.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's going to get opportunities to line up all over the place. In the preseason, we don't know. You know, we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, he has the abilities and he's learning. He's got a lot of a pressure put on him now to learning it. Hopefully it doesn't turn into stress where it creates anxiety.
Do you envision Mercedes Lewis being heavily used in this offense? You see him more as a blocker.
The more and more he makes plays, then the more and more, you know, he'll get looked to. And he's done that for us. And he's been becoming more and more consistent. His work ethic is tremendous. And, you know, what I've been impressed with him, too, is his blocking. He's done a nice job at the line of scrimmage.
You mentioned earlier that the O-line had the best day
in
camp today. But what's different from Saturday to now? Is there anything different this week with that group?
Well, no, I think, you know, it's the more and more they play with each other, the more and more they get reps with each other, the more and more they understand what's asked of them. And, you know, it was good. Now, does that mean automatically they'll be really good tomorrow? No. But if they have a chance to put two good days together, they've got that opportunity. So that's what we need to build on, and that'll be the challenge to them.